everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy Tom Fairbanks, engineering and producing the show. And this is October the 5th, Tuesday, 2021. And Tom, I thought kind of the moisture was behind us. This might be the last gasp, as they say, of the summer rainy season.
Well, I'll say, hey, we'll take it if it wants to continue on. It won't be part of the monsoon totals, but hey, let's, you know, we'll keep it.
Yeah, we'll take rain or moisture anytime here in the desert. We're closing out at the end of the year, our 11th year on the radio and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, the radio station KVOI, 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line to Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs, who unique role in representing Tucson's interests began with a 10-year stint on the staff of the famed Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry then was appointed to sub-cabinet positions by President Carter, subsequently serving under four presidents of both parties. He's founding partner of the respected public affairs firm in D.C., Bracey Tucker Brown, which has worked on many of Tucson's successes in the nation's capital. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm just fine. I'm just great. I just got back from hitting some golf balls fairly well. I thought I'd sneak that in between a little work and doing your show.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Baseball season.
I'm getting ready for, I'm getting ready for the playoffs tonight. Yeah.
Regular season ended. I cannot believe it's so hard with baseball being, of course, a team sport. You got 9 members of the team. They've all got a click. And who would have thought the Giants would be the big team of the year?
Well, I don't think a single expert picked the Giants this year. And they've won 8, 9 games?
Yeah.
And, you know, here are teams like the Los Angeles Angels with the two best players in baseball, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and it just shows that it's a team sport. Yeah, it's the other guys who make it happen, huh?
It is, and you got to have
that. It's a great game.
Yeah, it is. You got to have that pitching as well. Terry, let's cut right to the big question. That used to be called the $64,000 question. I guess I'm dating myself. Is Congress going to pass the Biden program, and what do you think of the role of Senator Sinema?
Well, what do they say about laws and sausage, Bill?
you
don't want to watch them being made.
That's right.
And, you know, years ago, when I was up there in the Congress with Mo Udall, you know, years ago, all that anger and angst was played out behind the scenes as they negotiated. But today, with social media and the 24-hour cable news and all of that, it plays out right before our eyes, and it's ugly. I believe that much of the Biden program will get through, including, I think, a historic infrastructure bill.
How about Sinema? What role is she playing, in your opinion?
Well, Bill, I don't know her well. I've met with Senator Sinema several times. I was impressed by her knowledge of the issues, particularly the water issue, which I was meeting on. She's obviously a very talented young politician, and she comes from a state of mavericks. I mean, Mo Udall led the charge against the Vietnam War and his own president, and then John McCain famously opposed his party by saving the Affordable Care Act, and here she is now. And she very much wants to be seen as a maverick. But, you know, sometimes, to take a baseball analogy, you know, you get a great hitter, a star young hitter up to the plate, and they hit a solid single into center field, and they go down that baseline, and they take a wide turn. And sometimes that turn is too wide. And then they get in a rundown. And, you know, second base to first base, and pretty soon they're tagged out. You got to watch it in politics. It can, you know, your star power can turn on you very, very quickly. And I don't like the fact that they're now picking on Senator Sinema on, you know, on the Saturday Night Live and programs like that. That's not good for her. So I hope she's going to be a star in the end. As my wife says, at the end of the day, the star is the one who makes it work. So let's hope she makes it work.
A lot of Democrats are just not happy, though, with her, Terry.
Well, that's no doubt true. Yeah. I've been a little surprised myself, but let's see it play out. Let's see it play out. And we're in the middle of a drama here, and we're not in the final act. So let's see how it works.
All right, Terry Bracey, let's bring this home to Arizona. What's going on in Arizona and happening in Congress that we need to be aware of?
Well, I'm pleased to report, Bill, that Congress is finally moving forward on the nomination of Chief Magnus as Commissioner of Customs and Border Patrol. You know, to have our police chief leading the nation on border enforcement has to be a plus for Tucson and our law enforcement agencies.
Yes, indeed. Another big issue, Terry, this contaminated water out by the airport, and we've had to close some wells. Any word on if the Air Force is going to help out here?
Well, Bill, as you know, Tracy Tucker leads our office here in Washington now, and she's been working with the Air Force to address the contamination of those wells. And I think we've made major progress when the House last week passed a defense bill that authorizes really significant spending for the first time to clean up sites like this. Now, we'll have to compete with other cities, but I think we'll get some of that money. Senator Kelly is leading the effort in the Senate on this. And by the way, Senator Kelly has also led the effort, so far successful, to save the A-10 mission at Davis-Monthan, and we'll see how that works out. But so far, so good.
The A-10 seems to have a secure mission for the foreseeable future. I think that's kind of the bottom line, Terry Bracey.
Well, you know, a lot of people in the military, particularly the infantry, really like that airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And until they get a solid replacement, it's going to be there. But, you know, Bill, I'm not really an expert on this, but I will say that it seems to, you can't kill it. It keeps coming back.
Yes. Let's talk politics a little bit about looking ahead to 2024, and it seems so early. I mean, we're got a ways to go, but former President Trump all but announced that he will once again run for president in 2024. Do you think he could be elected again, Terry?
Well, Bill, in politics, 6 months is a generation.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is in his mid-70s and reportedly never exercises, lives on a diet of fast food. What will his health be like 4 years from now? How do we know? He has also a host of legal problems stemming from his business activities that may land him in hot water in New York. There are so many variables, including the reality that past leaders kind of fade from the scene over time. So I think the odds are really long that we'll see him leading the Republican ticket. But if he does, my guess is he'll lose.
And Terry, I've only got a minute or so, but President Biden's numbers looking really dismal right now. How do you react to that? The polls showing that it's been a very, very tough couple of months for the president.
Well, it's just a tough time to govern, Bill. It really is. I think his numbers will come back once he has his program has successfully moved through Congress. And people see that he's really providing some basic needs for our society. I mean, things like, you know, free community college for 2 years. Imagine, that's like the GI Bill after World War II. Some of the things that he's attempting to do for preschool education and things that are so necessary for our families. I think that if his program gets through, or a large part of it, I think his numbers will come right back up.
All right, quickly, let's go to the live line. John has a question about water contamination. John, I need to make your question really quickly, please.
It is very quick. You made a comment about the Air Force helping out.
Yes.
They haven't had a cleanup procedure down there for over a decade.
And
Go ahead. John, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it's taken a long time to get, you know, things move slowly in this town, and that's just the way it is. But the good news is they're on top of it now, and something's going to get done.
Okay. Terry, we're going to have to leave it right there. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you next month. Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks
a
lot.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right, Terry Bracey with us. Let's talk about Mona's Danish Bakery, my favorite bakery in town, home of the Danish Kringle. Northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open right now for lunch. They're open at 6:30 in the morning for a lovely breakfast. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. And I always say, once you get into Mona's, your tough decision is going to be, what in the world do you want when you see all those beautiful and luscious bakery goods in the case? So that will be your decision of the day once you get in there. And I'm sure once you make the decision, you'll be very pleased with what you have purchased. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Stop by, say hello to Steve and his team at Mona's. We'll be right back in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios with Shelley Fishman.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the Greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, who is on the road in beautiful Telluride, Colorado, located in a rugged area of the San Juan Mountains in southwest Colorado. I can't believe it. I just looked this up, Shelley. The elevation up there is 8,750 feet, so autumn must already have arrived. How are you, Shel?
I am well, Bill. I can tell you that I've never seen colors like this in my life. You know, some of these roads are pretty curvy and pretty challenging, but the weather yesterday and today so far has been really great. We're going to get some rain tonight. But what happened yesterday as we got on the road to go to a city called Silverton and then north up to Ouray, which is the $1 million drive. Mm. There are times when they call it the $1 million drive. It's not my invention. You'd come around a curve and the light would change remarkably because you'd be surrounded on both sides by aspens that are absolutely solid gold.
Ooh.
And so the light would just turn yellow and very, very bright. Mm. As you could, I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's the most spectacular parts of the country I think I've ever been through, and I've been through a lot of it.
Wow. You sounds like you have hit the jackpot as the perfect time to be there with those golden aspens. Wow.
Absolutely. And Telluride, which is a place I always wanted to ski, and now I'm probably too old to, but it is gorgeous here. And the people are warm and friendly in a way that, you know, Tucson's a pretty friendly place. But here the people seem to go out of their way to be friendly.
Mm. Wow. Glad you're having a terrific time. They haven't been having such a great time up until today. On Wall Street, the markets were headed north until September, and then kind of the bottom fell out. So they're turned up again today.
Well, let's put it in perspective. So through the end of August, the markets, let's just take a look at the S&P 500, was up more than 21% for the year. And that is 10 points higher than the average gain for the S&P in a year over the past 50 years, 60 years. Mm. September was something of a disaster. Things pulled back about 5%. So we still were above average for the year at the end of September. Then on October 1st, the markets shot upward again, almost a point and a half, and that was Friday. Yesterday, they lost everything they gained, and today they've gained it back again. So the markets are really not certain as to what's going on that's going to affect the future between now and the end of the year. And I think what's driving the market volatility right now is uncertainty over the COVID Delta variant and what's going to happen. Well, we've gotten some pretty good news in terms of mask mandates and vaccine mandates having the desired effect of getting more people protected. We've also seen some good progress on the part of some of the pharmaceutical companies that have submitted pretty good results on what the boosters are going to do. We've gotten, I think, some very nice results in terms of what the growth patterns are going to be. And now the market is looking at our government, our federal government, to try to determine whether or not the Congress and along with the president can back up the commitments that they've been making over the past 5 or 6 weeks in terms of can they get this $1 trillion hard infrastructure plan done and then some value of another infrastructure, soft infrastructure plan, and do that by the end of October. If the markets see that going ahead with some certainty, I think we'll wind up the year much higher than I originally forecast. If, on the other hand, the Congress keeps on stepping on its own shoes to get this done, then I think we might wind up with an average year, 12%.
Boy, I was just thinking, you're sounding so clear. I was thinking that it's too bad that every phone line we get couldn't be this clear. And I'm thinking the irony, here you are. Maybe it's something to do with you're up at almost 9,000 feet, but your cell phone connection is superb today, Shelley.
And I've got you on the speaker.
That is so weird. I mean, you're sounding loud and clear. So headwinds ahead for the market, but nothing that we should be too concerned about.
Well, you know, volatility is always the result of uncertainty. And there is significant uncertainty. There's uncertainty about COVID and where this pandemic is headed. There's uncertainty about what the Fed might do between now and the end of the year, because Fed Chair Powell has basically said he's, you know, alerted the markets that he's going to cut back on some of the stimulus that he's been, you know, printing money for, oh gosh, a couple of years now. And he's saying we're going to slow that down and stop the bond buying programs that he has. He's also hinted that if the growth rates continue the way they've been forecast to go, that he might start inching up interest rates the beginning of next year. And that's always alarming for markets, especially the high-tech markets that rely so heavily on the availability of cheap capital, because they're constantly growing. All of their profits, if they have any, go into continued growth rather than dividends for their shareholders. That's the way high tech grows. And if money becomes more expensive, then investors in general will see that as a sign of alarm.
You mentioned a week ago when we spoke with you in Santa Fe, there were so many tourists in Santa Fe and the town was just really buzzing with a lot of visitors. Are you seeing that in Colorado as well? A lot of people just really want to get out, and some of them for the first time since the pandemic began. So are you seeing a lot of visitors?
Well, I can't say that I have anything to compare it with, because I haven't been here before, and certainly not in this season. What I can tell you is in the main drags of some of the towns we visited, many of the restaurants are closed. Many of the restaurants are closed several days a week. And those that are open have somewhat abbreviated menu choices because there's stuff they can't get. Certain foodstuffs they can't get. And, of course, they're all complaining about lack of the ability to hire people to staff up their service teams the way they'd like them to be staffed up. That said, there's people all over the streets. There's people in all of the shops. The towns seem to be doing very well in terms of tourist traffic. You know, how that translates into, what would be a typical economic season during the fall, during the beginning of October, I can't tell you.
But it must be difficult for restaurants in some of those remote little towns that you go through to try to find help. I mean, it's hard enough in the cities to try to staff restaurants.
Clearly. And there's, you know, when you get toward the end of a tourist season, and this is the end of a tourist season just before the ski season begins, people get tired of tourists. You know, they just they just want to be left alone a little bit. We walked into a coffee shop in Silverton earlier this week, and because they advertised soup, and it was cold, we wanted soup, and he said, "I didn't have time to make it," and it was that flat out. You know, I just didn't have the time to make it. I don't have anybody in the kitchen to help me, and I ain't got the time. And it was said with a tiny bit of surliness. I think to a certain extent what's going on is that, you know, people have kind of COVID fatigue. They'd like things to get back to normal. And I think it's pretty clear that things are not going to get back to the normal that we once knew.
Yep. I think you are right. All right. So you're off to Mesa Verde in the Four Corners area.
We are, after a couple of days here. You're going to have to lift me out of this town with a crowbar because I like it a lot.
Wow.
And then I guess next week you're on vacation, and then in 2 weeks we're back in studio.
That's the plan, and we're going to re-air your piece with James Reel from Arizona Public Media.
That was a fun piece. We had a lot of fun doing that. And just I know I've just got a couple of seconds here, but for investors who are upset and concerned about what's going on in the market, as always, please consult with your financial advisor. Don't make rash decisions. Make those decisions for the long term rather than for the short term, because we just don't know what the long term is going to look like.
All right. Good advice, Shelley. We'll see you in a couple of weeks right here in studio. Thank you. Be safe.
You too, Bill. Travel safe.
All right. Shelley Fishman on the live line, a really clear live line. Presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Shelley calling in from beautiful Telluride, Colorado, where he says the aspen trees are at their peak. Brilliant gold. Must be beautiful. Take a pause right here. Dr. Ray Woosley is next.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. Buckmaster with you in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Time for a garden evaluation. Take a peek out back when you get home, or if you are home, take a look back there in the garden. How are things looking? Need some color, maybe some freshening up? Head over to Green Things, open daily at 3384 East River Road. They've got a 13-acre site that is literally just crammed with every imaginable plant and anything you could think of for the garden they can take care of. Check out their website, greenthingsaz.com. While you're over there, look at Zocalo Village, all that wonderful merchandise. Some of it is just beautifully handcrafted, like dining room sets made of mesquite wood, some just beautiful furniture. Zocalo Village, they call it. So their website, zocalovillage.com. Let's go now for our monthly visit. We call it our Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former U of A University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean, founder and now president emeritus of the highly acclaimed Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is doing very well. He created something called Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Each day, over 2,000 people from 180 countries visit the website, and the website's crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Always good to be with you. I'll tell you, the talk of the pharmaceutical world, and some are saying this is a badly needed shot in the arm for the biotech sector, is this new oral drug that's being developed for COVID-19 treatment. There's a lot of excitement around this, and let's kind of take a deep dive in the next 8 or 9 minutes into this. What is this drug?
Well, it's been called a game changer, and I just caution everybody because it depends on what game you're talking about. And it hasn't changed anything yet, but it has gotten a lot of excitement. It's a drug called molnupiravir, and it's a horrible name. It was actually a drug. You know, there's another story here that we'll go into another day, but drugs aren't discovered by Big Pharma anymore. They're developed by and marketed by Big Pharma, and this drug was actually discovered a few years ago by a chemist at Emory University. And he had several years of NIH funding to discover new antivirals, and this was one of them. And it was actually being developed for seasonal flu, but when COVID hit, they tested it in the lab and found that it was very effective at stopping the virus from copying itself, so it stops replication of the virus. So they went into phase one studies, and in about 64 subjects, they found that they could go up to 4 times as high a dose as they would likely need to treat COVID. And they had no serious side effects, and the safety looked very good. So they started a larger study of 775 patients who had just been diagnosed with COVID. And they gave them kind of like Tamiflu's dosing. You take this drug twice a day for 5 days. And they had a very good outcome. They actually had to stop the study early because it looked like that the planned interim analysis, the drug was doing much better than placebo. After 5 days of placebo in these like 300 or 400 people that got placebo, 14% of them had to be hospitalized and 2% died. So it was a sick population. And the group that got molnupiravir, only half as many were hospitalized and none died.
Wow.
So it was really considered to be unethical to continue the trial where you were giving placebo to people.
Yeah.
So they stopped it, and now they're going to be seeing if that's enough data to get the FDA to give it conditional approval. It's not enough experience to get it approved fully for the market, but it does look like it's got a lot of evidence that it's safe, at least for 5 days. Now, they haven't given it longer than 5 days, and we won't know much about that for a while. But we don't know if it prevents COVID. We know that if you have COVID, it looks like it can really help reduce hospitalization and maybe even death.
So would this be the first sign of COVID? You would take it like the 5 day, I think it's about 5 days, when you take the antiviral known as Tamiflu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got to be diagnosed first to know that you're going to get any benefit from it.
And
unfortunately, a lot of people get ahead of the game here and start thinking, well, if it's good enough for that, it likely will prevent. Well, we don't know if it'll prevent. And I think, as I said, it could be a game changer, but right now the game is to prevent COVID. And because once you get it, you still have a lot of side effects. You know, 25% of people have long-haul COVID, which causes serious side effects that last for months and months. So the goal is not to get it, and that means vaccinations. And people worry about safety. But, you know, 80,000 people have been vaccinated in these trials, and they're extremely safe. No serious side effects. The only – well, there are a few – one or two serious side effects, but it's very rare. One or two per million people get these cardiac complications, but they resolve. They're only transient. And, you know, this people who might say, well, I'm going to wait and get the molnupiravir, it may never be on the market. And if it is, it's only been tested in about 500 people. Compare that to 80,000 people who've been tested with vaccines. And over 3 billion worldwide have been given vaccines. So, and one of the vaccines is actually FDA approved now. So I think that we're in a good shape with the in a good position with the vaccines. And eventually, for those people who do get COVID, we want to be able to have a medicine like this, molnupiravir. And I think the industry should be really complimented on finding a drug like this so quickly. The modern drug development and discovery process is some of the most efficient and reliable processes in the world, especially with the FDA looking over their shoulder.
Dr. Woosley, when is the Moderna, and what are you hearing about Moderna, the booster? When is it, do you think maybe within a couple of weeks they'll get the approval or what?
That's the guess. And, you know, today they announced that the Johnson & Johnson data look like a booster will really help boost the antibodies for Johnson & Johnson also. So I think if anybody's had the Pfizer vaccine, they should definitely get the booster when they're eligible. It's not available for everybody yet or recommended for everybody. But if you're over age 65 or if you're in a high-risk group, the booster is recommended for Pfizer, and I think it soon will be for the other two.
Yeah, well, I'm in the Moderna family, and my shots were completed in March, and so I'm definitely ready. I'll be in line there when it's ready to go, because I will be 6 months out, at least more than 6 months since the completion, and I urge everybody that is eligible to get that. So we got to keep plowing ahead with this and get the shots.
Absolutely. I was first in line in Tucson to get my booster at 9:05 on the day it was started. So
there you go.
Highly recommend.
All right, Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure, and want to direct everybody to your great website, crediblemeds.org, and let's hope this new antiviral really pans out. And we've got Tamiflu, which has been pretty darn successful if the flu is caught early, so let's hope this will join that.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Dr. Ray Woosley on the Buckmaster Show on our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We are just moving along here. Margaret Regan of the Tucson Weekly is up next with our arts report. We'll be right back.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the DoubleTree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority.
At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
And back with you on The Voice, Buckmaster here in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. It would be a great weekend to plan a trip over to Silver City. Just a three-hour drive, hop in the car or truck, and take off. Great time of year over there, 68 degrees at midday in Silver City in Grant County. Overnight lows, mid-40s. What's this next Tuesday? 36 a week from now. So this is a great time to taste autumn over in Silver City. Start your planning now, southwestnewmexico.org, for all the info about where to stay and what to do. And there are all sorts of recreation opportunities over there. For more than 30 years, Margaret Regan has been writing about the arts here in the Tucson area in Arizona for the Tucson Weekly. She's won a dozen journalism awards for arts criticism, border reporting, and her stories on the Irish immigrant experience. Her latest book is titled Detained and Deported, and she joins us now on our live line presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing good, and this upcoming Friday night over at a, it's nice, kind of intimate performing center, the Berger Performing Arts Center, 1200 West Speedway. A traditional French-Canadian band is coming to town. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What really interesting thing is sort of the star of this band. There are six of them, you know, all from Canada, all from Quebec, French speakers, just charming up the wazoo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was here before, a couple of years ago, with another band. It was called the Celtic Fiddle Festival. So I had the opportunity to see him perform. And get this, the French Celtic thing is, okay, you're playing your fiddle, okay, your violin, you're singing, and you are dancing with your feet all at the same time.
Wow. That takes a little bit of talent. Talking about walking and chewing gum at the same time.
I mean, how many of us could one third of that? But
yeah.
So I remembered him from seeing him, you know, a couple of years back, and I think, well, wow, what a great thing, because you and I have talked so much about these bands who have had to cancel during the pandemic, and you know they're still canceling some of them. That one Irish band that I've been following, Alton, they've canceled again. They were supposed to come in November. I think it's a lot of visa issues now.
Yeah.
But anyway, this group is coming, and they're going to be here Friday night. And I'm glad to report that you're supposed to have the vaccination in order to get in. You have to have your card.
Good.
Or you have to have one of those cards to say that you have a recent test and that you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Plus which, the place is pretty big. It has 500 seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're going to get anywhere near that number because, you know, people are still kind of afraid to go.
Oh, yeah.
But people can spread out. I think it will be very safe.
And one other component here, you can watch this at home, I understand.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
I think that's terrific because, yeah, let's face it, a lot of us haven't been out for these things in a long time. And it's, you know, you can pay for it on the online with the same way that you buy your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 24 hours to watch it. And so it will be filming everything, you know, just the way you'd see it there. So I think that's a marvelous thing. And, you know, maybe this is our future.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what's going to be happening. You know, everybody can take, you know, do what they feel the most comfortable doing and still enjoy the arts.
And you'll be writing about that in the upcoming Tucson Weekly coming out on Thursday. And again, if you do want to stream it, I do want to give the online website for folks. It's inconcerttucson.com.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Don Guest is the guy. You know,
oh, yeah.
He does all these.
He's been around for a long time. Who in the world would open a gallery in this time of COVID? But I guess there is a courageous soul or two up in the foothills.
Yeah, evidently. I just got this press release yesterday. There's a new gallery called For Fine Art Gallery. It's F-O-R. So, yeah, I guess that just means, I'm not sure where, anyway, For Fine Art Gallery. And it's going to be up in the foothills near Settlers West and Sanders Gallery. And those are the ones that do a lot of Western art, cowboy art. A lot of them do, you know, it's older paintings, but also brand new paintings of people who are performing, you know, making art in that field. And I think they'll probably do pretty well because, you know, all those Settlers West and Sanders and other ones up there in the foothills, they've all pretty much stayed open the whole time, except for, you know, last year at the there was a short time when everything had to close down. I think it was around May of last year, you know, from the governor's office. But they've done very well. You know, there's that kind of art, you know, people really love it, and they'll go to great lengths to see it. So, you know, I think probably it will be fine. It's an they have a gallery already in Montana.
Oh.
And so they're just expanding. So,
there
you know,
go.
Obviously they know what they're doing. And they, as I said, they picked a very nice setting for it.
And if folks are looking for a show that is going to be closing, I think, on Sunday, Pima County or Pima College's Bernal Gallery, three young London artists are bringing their art to some fresh new art to that gallery.
Yeah, absolutely. And but Bill, it is closing on Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Not
Ooh.
Sunday. But yes, I enjoyed going to this. I wrote about it a couple of weeks ago. It was such a pleasure, you know. I hadn't been to an art gallery in a long time, and of course I felt completely safe going out there to Pima College. I was the only person in the room. But they were three young artists from London, and their paintings were so fresh and so fun to see. It was just a real, what did I say in the story? I said it was like the proverbial balm in Gilead to see them. And it was really nice. You know, they're just young, and of course they're excited to be getting shown in the U.S. One guy, let me see, I get his name. There's three of them. This guy's name was George Little, and he really sort of reminded me of Matisse, the colors of Matisse, and the kinds of drawings that there were underneath the painting. He has had in his life, he's worked in restaurants. And so during the pandemic, when the restaurants were all closed, he made these paintings about what it's like in restaurants when no people show up. But they were just charming, these very, very pretty and colorful images of what you would see in a restaurant.
Where can folks take a look at this? Where is that gallery? You want to tell our listeners?
Oh, it's in Pima College West, and there's that whole art complex there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little gallery. They call it the Bernal Gallery, after a former professor. So you just go out to the west side and right out there.
And it's free.
It's free. It's free. And, you know, they always have really good stuff there. The person in charge of the gallery there really does a really fine job. He went all the way to London to find these people, by the way.
Wow.
And that was before the pandemic, when we could do things like that.
Oh, yeah.
He went with a group of people, and he found these young people, you know, working in London and, you know, signed them up.
So, Margaret, looks like the art scene is up and running. Theater venues are going again, and it's kind of wear a mask, right?
Yeah, wear a mask. Well, as we know, a lot of people are requiring vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Theater Company, they've reopened. They're on stage right now. But you have to have that. And I think that's great. I mean, because it helps, our neighbors, you know, to get better and to get, you know, careful and not get sick. And then it also allows people to go back into the theater. So I'm really pleased with that.
All right, Margaret Regan, we're going to wrap it up right there. We'll look for your work in the Tucson Weekly. Always a pleasure. Talk to you in November. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, Bill. Thanks.
All right, that'll wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition. All the phone lines sounded great today. Tom with his fingers crossed in the other room. And I want to thank everybody and the sponsors, of course, Green Things, Socolow Village, for our naming rights in the studio, our lifeline naming rights to Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, and all our great sponsors who make our program possible each weekday. Dave Ramsey's very popular show on money is next. I hope everybody has a great afternoon.